Hi, I'm Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, and this is podcast number 6. Last time we talked about macro and micro training cycles. When I say macro cycle, I mean the period of time from one goal race to the next, and micro cycles are the smallest elements of a macro cycle. Micro cycles are grouped together into three phases that together comprise the macro cycle. Last time, we mainly talked about the first phase, base building. When you build up your base mileage to prepare for speed work to come in the next phase. We discussed how much to increase your mileage, how frequently, and on what days of the week to add it. The next phase is sometimes called the sharpening phase and sometimes the competitive phase. Whatever we call it, this is when the runner concentrates more on speed work while maintaining mileage or slightly dropping it back to accommodate the added stress of more intense speed work. I said that it was a good idea to incorporate a little speed work toward the end of the base phase, and I suggested fartlek training or hill work as a good place to start. When you transition into this second phase, the main difference is that your speed work gets more serious and you stop increasing your mileage. However, most runners should still only do speed work once a week. I think only experienced runners should incorporate 2 speed workouts a week. And by that, I mean those who've already been through a couple of complete macro cycles. There are many ways to do speed work, and variety is a good idea. Not only physically, but also mentally. The type of speed work you do will be to some extent dependent on the race you're training for. And we'll get into that a lot more in a future episode when we talk the whole episode about the different types of speed work. Several episodes ago, we talked about the hard, easy training principle. I'm sure you've noticed that I mentioned that a lot. Well, that still applies. Your speed work should replace one of your hard, weekday training days, but definitely not your once weekly long run. Therefore, I advise cutting back your mileage a bit on these days. Say 1 mile or 2 to make up for the added intensity of the speed work. At least do this the first week or so of the phase. Easy days are equally important during this phase because of the intensity of the speed work. Your speed work will not be effective if you do it too often without adequate recovery time. Always err on the side of extra recovery time rather than risking not getting enough. One easy day after a hard day of any kind, at the very least. Start with a little speed work and build it up over several weeks as your body adapts. Do too much too soon, and instead of becoming faster and more prepared for your goal race, you'll become sluggish and risk injury. So, if you're doing hill training, maybe the first week or so, you do only 2 or 3 repeats added to your regular weekday long run. But the next week, you do 5 and so on. If you're doing intervals on the track, maybe you do only 3 or 4 the first time and increase 1 or 2 with each week. And of course, you still do the same total mile schedule for that day or, like I said, maybe a mile or two less for the first couple of weeks while you're adjusting to the intensity of speed work. Speed work could be fartlek runs, hill training, intervals, tempo runs, many possibilities for how to do speed work. And switching it up from week to week will make it much more enjoyable and likely yield better results. However, as you approach the goal race, it will be important to stick to more race-specific speed work. But more on that when we get into the tapering phase. And remember, always warm up and cool down. And when I say warm up, I don't mean a quarter mile or so. I don't mean a couple laps around the track. I mean a good 2 miles. Have you ever noticed how the first mile of your run is usually the least pleasant, the least comfortable? And the second is better, but not as comfortable as the third. That's because you're still warming up. Always warm up at least 2 miles before speed work. Your speed work will be more productive and certainly more comfortable. If you're short on time, it will be much more advisable to postpone the speed work or cut the speed work short, rather than to do any speed work without an adequate warm-up. The opportunity for injury is far greater when doing speed work. So to do it without a sufficient warm-up is to invite injury. Next time, we'll discuss the last phase of the macro cycle, the tapering phase. That's all for this week. I hope you'll visit the Mojo for Running website at mojoforrunning.com. And if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love for you to go to iTunes and leave a comment. If you're interested in more personalized coaching, check out my Coach on Call, Phone a Coach, and private coaching programs on the website. And please shoot me an email with any comments or questions at deb@mojoforrunning.com. And Mojo is spelled M-O-J-O. Now, here's the quote of the week. The miracle is not that I finished. The miracle is that I had the courage to start. John the Penguin Bingham.